The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer your questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Boland, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
Well, this past week, the first death attributed to a self-driving car happened. We'll talk about that and some of the top 10 most common vehicle repairs we assemble in some fashion every week here on the program, but we'll organize it a little bit differently coming up on this edition of Wheels. Good morning. Welcome in. I'm Denver Fox, and we invite your calls and your questions. 95920 is our text number. If you want to just text us a question about something you've got a question about, we'll answer it on the air. 95920, or just give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Sepulpa. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Denver.
One of the top things that we talk about when we have a list of the most common vehicle repairs is tire replacement, tire alignment, tire balancing, and rotating. Is this a myth that you rotate your tires about once a year?
Depending on how much you drive, that might be adequate. We look more at mileage for most vehicles. Somewhere in that 5,000 to 7,000 mile window is a really good place to stay. For a lot of our clients, that works out to every oil change.
With a
synthetic blend, most vehicles are safe going 5,000 miles. On my own vehicles, I change my oil every 5 grand, and I rotate my tires every time I change my oil, and I get great service out of my motors and my tires. I mean, you absolutely can over rotate them because there is a very small but measurable amount of wear and tear every time those lug nuts come on and off, every time you retorque and stretch those studs to the factory torque rating. So I mean, I've had some customers go, I want to do it every 3,000 miles. Yeah, that's a little too much, but you know, 5,000 to 6,000 miles is probably plenty, and I wouldn't go more than 8 if you have a choice at all.
And synthetic oil products, not only oil, but transmission fluid, brake fluids, all of those is definitely the way to go. And you'll get that much longer gap between servicing if you do that.
That's absolutely right. The synthetics last longer. Not only do you save the time and the money, I mean, they cost more per quart, but they run longer. So it's a wash or a net savings if you count your time worth anything. But the bottom line for me is my motor, my transmission, my differential. Everything I'm running synthetic fluids in runs cooler, wears less, lasts longer. And for me, that's adequate reason, even if I wasn't saving money, by not having to change as often.
Yeah. And Tom Sewell, Tulsa Gas Technologies, he's the guy that pumps synthetic oil. He's got the pumps out there, and it pumps it right up and puts it in a can, and he'll sell it directly to you. Some of the best, the SynPro oil.
It is good oil. It's made right here in Tulsa.
Yeah. As well as we talk about the oil, because that's the most common thing, but you do have all of the other fluids available as well.
You bet. We have power steering fluid, rear end grease, greases. We have everything that's common in a vehicle.
Yeah. When you change oil, when you empty out synthetic oil, what do you do with that? Is it recyclable?
Well, actually, we reuse it. We use it to heat our shop in the wintertime. We burn it through a this clean burning heater we have,
and good.
We heat our building with it.
Good deal. Lloyd Boland's here, the king of the crankshaft with Boland Auto Service, the inventor of PC41 Plus headlamp restoration kit. And I was over in your shop this past week, and you were working on a transmission. And I mean, it was like multiple gears just strung out everywhere. I'm going, oh my gosh, this is like putting a jigsaw puzzle together, except worse. But he got it all together, and it really was in good shape once again. And you attribute that to using synthetic
fluid. Yeah, it's amazing. I got to ask a question before I forget it. Tom drives, a million miles a year?
A zillion.
Do you rotate your tires every 5,000 miles?
We change our oils between about 8,000 to 10,000 miles, depending on when I can schedule it in my shop. Hmm. And I rotate my tires every single time we change the oil.
Wow. I'm just curious about that because you drive so many miles.
Right. On the highway, you're not going to see the wear you do around town.
Yeah, but, that's what made me think.
And I
of
get
it.
Phenomenal wear out of these tires on these trucks. I mean, I'm getting, I expect to get 70,000 miles out of these good tires.
Well, that's
good. I just expect it.
And I mean, he's buying a 50,000 mile rated Goodyear, which is, it's a, I mean, mileage warranties are marketing, you know, to put that to a side. But yeah, you know, tires that lots of people get 45, 48 to 54,000 miles out because they're so easily, I mean, the wear is so minimal when he's just running up and down the expressway. He runs 70 grand plus easy.
Yeah. We were talking about. Anyway, the oil, the synthetic oils have changed the whole automotive industry. I mean, everything. Because people now, if we didn't have synthetic oils, I'm convinced there'd be a whole lot of cars in the salvage real quick. Because people, even with synthetic oils, they have a hard time getting in there to do it. Unless they get on some kind of real strict schedule. But the synthetic oils are just incredible. I'm just amazed at them.
Yeah, the fluids that you were talking about and how it made that transmission. How many miles did that transmission
have? It had over 200,000. What actually failed in it was a nylon, or not a nylon, but a plastic thrust washer. It just came apart.
One of the little washers, and there was multiple little washers and gears, and I don't know how it all worked.
Well, there's a whole lot of that. I couldn't remember where it went, so it's laying on the bench.
I didn't need that anyway.
You didn't need that. Too much stuff. Just gums up.
No, their transmissions, in a way, they're more complicated. In a way, they're simpler, because some of the older ones, when you go back in 60s and 50s, some they had four-speed automatics then, and they were not, to me, they weren't as simple as they are now.
Yeah. Now, Troy, you've seen transmissions where, at least some of them anyway, the synthetic oil works well, but other things, little pieces of plastic seem to be the big culprit with a lot of.
You know, in our industry as a whole, you know, you go back and watch Dustin Hossman in The Graduate getting the, you know, advice, plastics. But, I mean, I understand why they use them. It's easier to cast than metal and cheaper, but I mean, whether it's, you know, center caps or hub caps starting to get brittle after a few years, or the nylon timing gear guides inside the motor that help protect the aluminum block from the timing chain if it slaps or moves, to the T's and Y's that are in your cooling system to help, you know, take fluid to different places. You know, plastic as it heat cycles, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, gets steadily more brittle. And we just see a lot of times that the plastic fails, and, you know, a $30, $40, maybe $60 piece takes out a, you know, engine entirely. And so it's very frustrating when you're trying to explain to a customer, no, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just the part failed, because nobody wants to hear that this, you know, $30 plastic, why let go? And now, you know, because they've so badly overheated their engine, they've got to replace or rebuild the engine.
So how do you know if you've got plastics in some of these areas? Is it
you know you have plastic, because every engine has lots of plastic in it.
Okay. Right.
The amazing thing to me.
We suspect that possibly it could be programmed obsolescence.
Well, because at the end of the day, they're in business to sell you a car, not to make your car last forever.
Well, I was wondering if sometimes you get what you pay for, and if you get a cheaper model car, you're going to get more plastic than perhaps others, or they
but
all
you
have
could one. Put a $4 bronze thrust washer in there, it would never wear out. That's what doesn't make sense.
Yeah, very little more effort there. Yeah, and
it has to have something to do with things wearing out. Wow. It has to.
It's wild. Yeah. 7:15, this is Wheels on this Saturday morning. I'm Denver Fox, and this past week, the first death attributed to a self-driving car happened. An Arizona woman was hit by an Uber self-driving vehicle. This past Monday morning, she died of her injuries at a hospital. She was 49 years old, reporting walking her bicycle, and was struck immediately as she stepped into the street outside the crosswalk. And although there was a safety driver behind the wheel of the car did strike her. And I don't know if you've seen the video from that. They had video from the car. And had there been a guy with you, if you'd been driving with your hand on the wheel and your foot on the brake, I don't think you could have avoided hitting this. It was just out of total darkness. She just walks right in front of this car immediately, and there's just no time, no room to stop the car. So I don't know in this case. I mean, there are many. We're very skeptical and always somewhat critical of these autonomous cars. But in this particular case, I don't know if it could have saved her.
Well, I didn't see the video, but I was wondering about that, because the picture showed it in the right lane. And, you know, that's two steps from the curb.
Yeah.
And if you were going 5 mile an hour, two steps is, you know, a fraction of a second.
Yeah. Well, it was like half a second. You see her walking her bike, and then bang, that's it. And there's nothing that I don't think they could have done.
Bad.
So I don't know if you can blame they've taken, of course, Uber's taken a put a temporary halt to its self-driving car operations, at least in Tempe out there, but in San Francisco and Toronto, and they're certainly sympathetic with the families and sorry that happened, of course. But I don't know if that could have been avoided.
It's a first no one wanted to see, but we knew was coming.
Yeah.
You would think that if they can keep a car in between two lines with sensors, there was a sensor somewhere that wasn't covering an area. Almost has to be.
Yeah.
But that, like was just pointed out, she was two steps away from that car. So some things they'll never be able to correct.
Well, any of these, the newer vehicles that have the automatic assists, I guess you'd say, where it'll brake if you get too close to something and don't realize it, it'll brake and slow you down. I don't know if it could have
avoided that
or not. It was so fast, but those things certainly. Well,
those are using typically either sonar or lasers, and you know they're looking for a return. But if it's that quick, number one, they're looking for return like from another vehicle. They need a fairly solid surface to bounce that energy back to them so they can register, hey, I'm coming up on something quick. You know, is any of us walking a bike, even a, you know, guy my size, going to return on that? And the other thing is you still have a decision cycle. Computers obviously think faster than we do, but it still has to get a return that's within parameters and make the choice to hit the brake. And if you're talking fractions of a second, that may be fractions too long.
Yeah.
It would have picked you up about 50 foot back.
Probably 75. I put on a little weight.
But there's a little bit as a pedestrian, I'm looking way down the road if I'm going to step out into on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not just looking down at the ground.
And perhaps in the daytime, you would expect people to stop for you.
Right.
And yeah, you do.
But I still, if I expected that, I'd be looking at that car.
But not stepping out of the dark.
No.
This was total darkness. According to this video I saw, it was just total darkness there. Bang. Right. And it was too bad.
Is too bad.
Were the lights on in that car?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's how we saw. So once she stepped into the headlamp beams,
there is.
You could see her.
Wow.
Yeah, it just showed on actually on Fox 23 that we have here. There's the story was on right there.
But, well, if you've ever had a deer jump out in front of you, it's the same reaction.
Yes.
I mean, it's there in one instant.
Wow. Amazing stuff. 7:19. We'll have sunshine today. Sun just coming up right about now. As a matter of fact, official sunrise. We'll see a high of 75 degrees, and we have 65 now in Tulsa. You're listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Get that from Tulsa Gas Technology. It can help your vehicle keep running long like we're talking about here. Good. And plus, it can help you with the commercial paperwork that you have to deal with on most of those commercial vehicles. You can check their link on our Wheels page at krmg.com. How are you getting a response on that? Quite a bit, Tom?
Oh, yeah, we sure are. We get guys driving down from Stillwater. We had a tree service come down and bought brand new equipment and had to, even brand spanking new equipment has to be inspected and start the paperwork from new. So they're hearing us.
Yeah. And by the way, you've put together quite a little packet, a little, I won't say a brochure, but a little booklet that is much more condensed than trying to read all of the rules and regulations from the DOT. And that is free to people. They can download it right off your website.
Yep. We had a guy works with us, Ron Nichols, built that for us. And it's just a clear cut, you know, cuts through all the bizarre writing, the government writing in these handbooks. It is a mess.
What is the equivalent that they have to do? I know you've said that before.
Well, so what happens if you're going to stay within the state of Oklahoma and you're under 26,000, you have responsibilities as far as maintenance on your vehicles. Mm-hmm. But if you're over 26,000 or you're going to cross state lines in your business, you're just like a semi-truck as far as the responsibilities of your maintenance, your driver's qualifications, going through scales, all that stuff. So it can be pretty intense for the, you know, when you first realize it's happening to you. And you usually realize that when the trooper's got you pulled over, telling you that with a little love note.
Well, is there any kind of tracking equipment you have to put on your vehicle?
Well, yeah, there is. So even semi-trucks have to have electronic tracking if they go out of state more than 8 times a month, or it's actually out of their 150-air-mile circle.
Wow.
So a commercial motor vehicle is what they call it. If it's a pickup and it's used as a commercial motor vehicle and you go out more than 8 times a month, you have to put electronic logging in your vehicle. We don't go out over 8 times a month, so we use paper logs. Oh. But I still have to retain all those records. If they come in and audit me, they're going to look for all those records. Or if I have a driver in an accident, they're going to start at the vehicle, and then they're going all the way to the driver. Then they're going to look at my company records.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's intense.
So if you don't show up next week, they stopped you.
Yeah. Well,
and he's still being audited.
We're talking an accident that's not even your fault. They're going to look at you.
Well,
wow.
I've seen the Highway Patrol stopping trucks, and they were looking at things walking around, and I know that's what they were doing.
You bet.
And one of the things you're looking at is weight, like you said. If it looks a little too heavy, and we've seen some stories that we've talked about in the weeks past where they were carrying a heavy load, and you could see the depression, you know, on the car, how it's sitting low, and and that's a key that they'll look at that. They'll say, "I'm going to check that out," and if you're not up to snuff, well. That could be a big fine for you.
You betcha. And these guys are really sharp. They go do lots of training. So if you think about some of my work trucks, I got big tool bodies on them. You know, they know when those things are overloaded. They can look in the back and kind of judge that truck's overloaded, and they're going to pull you over and take a look at you.
Yeah, they sure will.
Quick question, though. It used to be a 100-mile radius. Did they bump it to 150?
Well, it's 100-mile for a commercial motor vehicle, but the electronic logging is 150.
Oh, okay.
So 100 miles is not from your spot, go out 100 miles and actually have a 200-mile diameter circle.
Yeah, it's a 200-mile
circle. Okay, so it is 200 miles.
Right. But it's from your home spot, 100-mile, air mile, considers you a commercial motor vehicle. But if you go over the 150, you have to have an ELD, electronic logging.
Wow. Curiouser and curiouser.
Getting complicated all the time.
Well, it would be hard for them to harmonize everything, wouldn't it?
Well, it's government. It doesn't have to make sense. We just have to suck it up and deal with it.
You bet.
Quick note from the Oklahoma legislature. I didn't know this. There is presently no law that requires adults to buckle up children 8 to 13 years old in the back seat.
Well, they're tired.
I didn't know that.
They get mouthy.
Just tie them up in the back seat.
Yeah, just tie them up.
Their mom's ever going in their heads anyway. If someone says, "Will you stop touching me? Mom, make him stop touching me." One more time.
Do you know it's illegal to drive in Georgia with a blindfold? And that's actual law.
Well, that's a good law.
So I don't go there anymore.
Maybe you have to tell them down there to do that. But this is thousands of families are getting out of the road this spring. That's the law. They don't have to do that. And they've had, of course, a lot of accidents and injuries as a result of this. So the House has passed it, and it's going to the Senate. I haven't heard this last week if it's totally passed and gone into law or anything, but that was the direction they were going. And they say motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death in Oklahoma children ages 1 to 18. This is according to the Oklahoma State Department of Health Injury Prevention Service, and our state fails to meet the American Academy of Pediatrics recommendations that seatbelts be worn by all children. So apparently other states do this, but we don't here in Oklahoma, at least till now. So
common sense has to kick in somewhere where everybody ties in, straps in.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
727, we get the latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center, and then we'll get to your phone calls at 918-460-KRMG. You're listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend. Converting your vehicle to compressed natural gas. Talk to Tom here about all the rebates, the tax credits that help you cover that initial investment. And then you just rake in the savings from then on. And you can check the link to Tulsa Gas Tech on our Wheels page at KRMG.com. And it really didn't take very long to recoup that initial
Not
investment.
Not really. Not when you look at what gasoline did this week.
Oh, yeah.
I even watched wholesale gas jump 10 cents. And it just did it in one day. And it shocked me.
I saw it. It was like 64 a barrel this morning. I think I saw. And
it's going wild. And
and they say it's going to go higher. I filled up earlier in the week when that first jump came, and then it's almost $66 a barrel now. Right now.
You're going to see another nickel at least if it stays that for a few days. You'll see another nickel.
Well,
dime.
No, it doesn't jump by nickels anymore. Yeah. It's got to be dimes.
Is it dimes? We don't pick up nickels and dimes. Yeah. And pennies.
I think I figured that all out, but I'm not telling.
It's wild. So anyway, you can save that money by going on compressed natural gas, and it's so much cheaper, and it stays the same. If you're trying to budget your fuel for a company, especially deliveries, any kind of commercial business, there's a reason why all of the city vehicles are switched over to it. They have their own fuel station up here, the refueling station right up the street from here that you built for them.
Well, and look at all the refuse trucks in town are all on compressed natural gas. The city buses, these guys now know what their fuel is for a year at a time. Sometimes I buy my gas for 2 and 3 years at a time. And it's amazing we have this product that's a gift to us.
And it's saved the city tens of thousands of dollars in fuel costs every year.
It's lots.
So there's a reason for that. So anyway, you're not interested in that even for individual cars. People drive them all the time. I see people driving around. You go when you do all your go on tour around the nation, as you frequently do, you'd use that compressed natural gas vehicle and make it work.
You know, I think I have, I know I've drove from coast to coast since I've been in business.
From sea to shining sea?
You betcha, all the way across on natural gas.
All right. By the way, I took a picture of the guys here. If you want to check out the car guys here, I took a picture and put it on our Instagram page. It's KRMG Tulsa, in case you want to check that out. They're all smiling and good.
And if you don't, that's fine, too, because we do have faces for radio.
Yes, that's the reason we are here. All right, we got some callers on the line. 918-460-KRMG. Verna is up first. Hey, Verna, you've got a collector car. Tell us about it.
On the line, 918-460-KRMG. Verna is...
Okay, well, we'll come back to Verna then a little later.
Oh, here I am.
There you are. Okay. Well, I didn't want to hear myself.
I was turning my radio off. Sorry.
That'll work there. Tell us about your vehicle, Verna.
Well, I have a question about converting to the gas. Can, like, Toyotas or something like that be converted to gas?
We don't normally convert Toyotas. They don't have a... EPA certified system that we can put on there. And they get such good gas mileage, I wouldn't recommend it.
Anyway, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, what I had called about initially was I have an older car that I was wondering where to call.
What is it? Well, tell us what
how
it
old is.
Is
it, too? Yeah.
It's a 1983 Regency 98 Oldsbaum.
Yeah, that one's not going to be a specialty deal. It'll have some value, but it won't have a lot. Is it a real low-mileage car?
Yes, it is. It's only... I'm the second owner. The first lady was an older lady, and she had put very little on it, and then I've not. It's like probably 160,000 actual miles.
Okay, well, there's a market for them, but it's not... Not much. I'll just have to be honest with you.
It's not really a collectible car a mid-50s Thunderbird or, you know, 55, 56, 57 or a Mustang or, you know, a mid-50s, you know, Chevy would be.
I should have kept all the old cars I had, 57, 56, Ford.
Yeah, we all should have.
We all should have. Because those were some serious coin now.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, that one will sell, but it's not really going to – I wouldn't look for a lot of money.
So where would you just advertise it on?
You can advertise it in Bargain Post or any of those outlets. Yeah.
Maybe I just ought to convert it to natural gas.
Yeah.
And keep it.
Yeah.
They were really good cars, and talking about that particular model, they were really good. So.
All right, Vernon,
they don't make them anymore.
No, they sure don't. Well, maybe that's good in some ways. Uh-huh. Vernon, thank you so much.
Thank you. What's Tom's number? Can I have it?
Yes, you can. It's 918-665-2641.
Do you have a place out close to Sepulpa?
No. My name's around 51st and Mingo.
51st and Mingo. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. And let's talk to Deke now. Deke has got a... D. It's what?
D.
Okay. D. D. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey,
got a problem with your door latch, huh?
Yeah, last night I was taking a friend to St. Francis to see one of her friends, and the wind caught the door just right, and she kept trying to shut the door, and the latch got stuck, but I was able to get it unstuck to where it would shut okay, but it's hard to open the door, but it works, but it's just hard to open.
You just probably knocked it out of alignment,
right?
That's what it did.
Did it overspring, yeah, you know, like go farther than it's supposed to?
Yes.
Yeah. It's probably out of alignment. It may have bent something, but it can be corrected, so it's not anything that's earth-shattering.
Right. It's probably just a matter of going to a good body shop and having them realign the door, readjust it, so that the striker's hitting the pin correctly.
Yep.
Probably work better than it did before once you get that done.
Right. You can call our shop, and we can recommend a good body shop for you that can handle that kind of stuff.
And it's not going to be
Thank you. It's
not going to be a huge deal.
No.
Approximately what do you think it's going to cost me?
It's going to be hundreds, not thousands.
Well, yeah, and it may not even be that. So
yeah.
It's hard to say without seeing it. But
you know, if it's just a matter of readjusting the pin for the striker, it's not going to be very much.
Right.
If it's sprung a hinge and the hinge has to be straightened or replaced, it could be more. Anything we give you without seeing the car is just a total wild guess. But again,
Can I take it there today to get an estimate?
If you can find one open, sure.
Yeah, we're not open on Saturday unless it's an appointment. But you can call and we can get you.
Yeah,
we can
most certainly suggest body shops that we've had good luck with if you want to give one of us a call.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. And we got a question about CNG cars here from Marcus. Marcus, good morning. You're on wheels.
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah, guys, the question I got is I drive to Tulsa about an hour and 10 minutes every day, 5 to 6 days a week. And I'll put, about every 2 years, 3 years, I'll get a new vehicle. I've got a Ford Fusion now. I've been looking at natural gas. One is the lifespan. I know years before, and I'd heard maybe you could get 130,000 out of them. I'm sure that's probably changed, but I just wanted to see. Because I'm serious, my next car, I'm really looking at that.
Well, I've got vehicles that have 250 on them right now, and we plan to run them another 100,000 miles real easy. On these little cars like you're driving, the Ford Fusion, we're not going to be able to convert that car. It gets too good a gas mileage, and you'll never see a payback with that type of deal. Now, if you were driving a three-quarter-ton truck in, I can hook you up on that and save you money.
No, I've been looking at a conversion. I'm looking at when I buy the next car that it already have it there. You know, it already
Factory.
Yeah, even on the little cars, they've really slowed way down on the offering of factory converted small cars. You know, the Honda Civic
was
there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Chevy Cruze has some options on it, but it's still an aftermarket deal right out of the dealership.
Okay. One other question. What about electric? Where do you see that going?
About 40 miles.
I have to tell you, I'm looking at a picture that Tom texted me this week, and it's an electric car, and it says on the back, sorry, no gasoline, go 100% electric. And it's sitting by the side of the road with a little Honda generator with electric charging it up. That would be me. I would run out of juice is what I'd be afraid of.
Yeah, no, ranges are improving, but, I mean, still 200 or slightly over miles is pretty much your range right now for the high end. The question becomes, does that work for you? Are you in a situation where you can charge it during the day while you're at work so you can get home hopes and one piece?
Well, when you get ready to do that, call me months before you're ready for we can look at the market and see exactly where the EPA certified stuff is. And but don't even consider the shade tree garage type conversions.
I would not. Yeah, it's just something I've always bought vehicles that I had a Toyota Echo. I put 200,000 miles on it. Yeah, I mean, I've always vehicles that I wish they made those more. Hey, guys, I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate your call this morning on Wheels. It is 7:46. We got a text message at 95920, and we've talked about this before about rats and squirrels and animals getting into your engine, and sometimes in the winter, of course, it's warm in there, and they kind of snuggle up, and they begin chewing on your wiring, and someone says the squirrels were eating his car wiring, and he solved it with spray glue and cayenne pepper and added animal repeller. That's a loud noise every 20 seconds. Hadn't any problems in 3 months since then. But
that's good.
Well, that can be annoying, though, if that's a...
Well, that can be tremendously expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they chew enough of the wiring under there, you can be looking at not hundreds, but thousands of dollars to go in and repair all that damage. And it doesn't matter how good the shop is, there's always the chance that a wire has been nicked or scuffed enough to expose the wire, but not to create an electrical signal big enough for you to catch, hey, there's a flow problem here, and weeks or months later, you're back in with more problems. So, yeah, if you're having animals under that hood, you know, especially a car that's sitting outside for long periods of time without being driven, you know, you need to pop the hood once a week or so and make sure that if something's nesting under there, you blow it out. And, you know, you can get sprays that are castor oil. You can use pepper spray. You know, anything that makes that unpalatable to the rodents is a plus.
Yeah, rodents, squirrels is a big one, too, I guess.
You bet. Well, I got a friend that's got a $100,000 motorhome, and, you know, they got up in it, and, you know, it just caused thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Oh, man, that's ugly. Another one of the top most common vehicle repairs that we saw from last year, and, Troy, you probably see this all the time, wheels aligned and balanced. And, of course, with the... some of the rough roads we have here in Oklahoma, that may be a fairly common thing.
Yeah, we were actually talking late last year. There had been some studies done. Of course, we all know, we live here, how bad Oklahoma roads are. But the Insurance Institute actually had compiled some numbers, and they were estimating that over the average ownership cycle for an Oklahoman of their vehicle, that our roads cost us between $2,000 and $2,200 in additional maintenance.
Wow.
I mean, you hit a pothole, tweak your alignment, you can smoke tires in just a few thousand miles. And, you know, that's not even counting the number of tires we see with impact brakes, the number of cracked and bent wheels we see every week. So, you know, we keep talking about all the places we need to throw money.
Roads.
Where's our road money?
Well, even if they did put that nickel tax on there and it went to roads and not get siphoned off somewhere else, I wouldn't complain a bit because I would have a net savings.
Yeah. I would agree with that right
well,
there.
Well, the low-profile tires, too, they're even worse, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, the less rubber you have between your rim and the road, the more problems you're going to have.
Wow.
I had a customer in last week that was just beside himself. He had a wheel that had been bent badly enough to crack. And he's going, well, I didn't hit anything. It must be defective or soft. It's like, man, you had to hit something. Well, the tire's not hurt. Well, you know, in the 10 years my daughter's been in her little Cavalier with 17-inch wheels, I've replaced three wheels and no tires for impact brakes. It doesn't always hurt the tire.
Wow, that's interesting. You bound to put balance things on? Do you have to balance those kind of tires?
Oh, yeah, you balance everything. I mean, we're firm believers, even on trailers, you know, you're going to get longer, smoother service, better wear if you balance them so they're not dribbling down the road like a basketball.
So sometimes when you hit those holes with the trailer, and you may not sense it.
Yeah,
now
if you bend a wheel, balancing's probably not going to help you. We see, again, every week, you know, multiple wheels that have flat spots from Oklahoma roads. And all you can do is tell the customer, you know, it's balanced, spinning freely in the air on the machine. But when you put it back on the car and run down the road, every time that flat spot comes around, you've got that slap.
Can you straighten out wheels, bent wheels?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. It depends on the wheel. Steel wheels are easier to work with than aluminum wheels. Aluminum has a lot of advantages as a material, but one of its disadvantages, fatigues easily. It's not very happy being moved around.
I know years ago I had a wheel that was bent. We never could get it balanced right. Finally, we found out it was bent, and it's hard to find people that can really do that.
The right way to do it with an aluminum wheel, and there are only a few companies regionally that do it. They run them through big ovens, bring them up to a high temperature, then they straighten them, reheat treat them, and of course that bakes the paint off, so they have to be refinished. But generally, that's cheaper than buying a new wheel. We sent one off for a lady on a Lincoln the other day, and the replacement wheel would have been about $608 new from the dealership and about $150 straightened and repainted her factory wheel.
Well, that saved her some money, didn't it? 7:51 here on this Saturday morning. It's an Ask the Experts weekend, and you're listening to Wheels on News 102.3 KRMG. You've missed past Wheels shows, you could just download one of our podcasts. Go to the Wheels page at krmg.com. It's 7:55 here. Final minutes on the Wheels program. And Tom Sewell, if people want to get the information about compressed natural gas vehicles or any problems with the Blue Energy fuel stations that you have, all they have to do is text CNG to 313131. And you might want a tank full of CNG.
You betcha. We give those tanks away every week.
Not the tanks, but the contents anyway.
Yeah, you bring your tank, we put fuel in.
Okay, it sounds good. And if people want to get information about, you know, keeping your commercial vehicle, even a small commercial company could get into trouble if you don't meet all the DOT requirements that are now being really cracked down on. You've kind of condensed it, made it a simpler process
you
at
bet.
Least.
Download that. It's a free deal. If you got questions, call me. And if you want to make an appointment, come by and see me, and we'll sit down and go over your program and get you straightened out. And, you know, I don't charge anything for that, for this, you know, initial talk. Come see me and let me keep you out of trouble.
That's a good idea. And you use Lloyd's PC41 Plus, the headlamp yep. restoration kit.
Sold some this week. A guy was so thrilled. I did it on one of my trucks right in front of him, and he was just flipped out.
I bet so. It's pretty amazing to see how clear you can make what, you know, and Troy's got one of those headlamps in his over on the Morrow store that just looks like a frosted window that you can, half of it is clear and half of it's not.
Yeah, this stuff just works and works so well. And my advice to you would be, if you start seeing that frosting starting, address it early.
Yeah.
Because the more entrenched you let it get, the more difficult the cleaning process becomes and the less good the results are. That said, I'm still amazed how well this stuff works. And we've taken, you know, headlights, you're going, how could you even see to drive at night? I can't even see if there's a bulb in there, it's frosted so bad. And brought them back to just, you know, really, really attractive, really, really safe levels of clarity.
And you can get links all about PC41 Plus on our wheels page at krmg.com. And you got some deals going on for tires right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You can hit our cecilandsons.com and see all the offers that are currently running. There's up to $100 on select sets of Monroe Ride Control products. Goodyear's got a number of rebates running up to as much as $200 a set if you use your Goodyear card. Firestone's got up to as much as $100 if you use their Firestone card on select tires. Just a good time to start thinking about before you do those summer road trips, you know, getting retired.
Yeah, and this is a good place to do it. Cecil and Son Discount Tires, you got two locations in Sand Springs. The one on 97, Highway 97, we don't talk about that one much, but it's right next to the Brahms there, so you could go have lunch at Brahms while you're getting your tires done.
Well, that's actually been a little bit of a stall because it's coming up. I mean, they're talking about opening that new $2 million plus facility in the next week to 10 days, and it is gorgeous.
They built that faster than Quick Trip, didn't they?
Yeah, they outran Quick Trip.
Wow. Okay.
Went up fast.
They didn't spare any expense. This is a showpiece for the Brahms family-owned corporation, and we're just really excited to have it next door. It's really, really nice.
Fantastic. We'll go there or go to the Cecil and Sons on Main Street in Sepulpa, too, as well.
Open until 3 on Saturdays, 7:30 to 5:30 weekdays.
Guys, have a great weekend, the last weekend of March here already. Can you believe it? News is next on KRMG.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.